Dr. James Wilson, examining heart sounds from the Texas Heart Institute at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital. Large tumors obstructing the AV orifice, both the tricuspid or the mitral valve, can create an early diastolic sound. The most common cause is left atrial myxoma, a large gelatinous tumor that's frequently attached to the fossa ovalis. The myxoma produces a diastolic sound that's referred to as a tumor plop. This sound arises from obstruction to ventricular inflow as the tumor comes to rest, in most instances, over the mitral annulus. It is the functional equivalent of mitral valve stenosis and may be associated with a low-frequency presystolic murmur. Over time, damage to the mitral valve may occur, resulting in a concurrent regurgitant murmur. Although similar in timing to mitral valve stenosis, the tumor plop differs from the mitral opening snap in that it is a low-frequency sound heard best with the bell of the stethoscope. The diagnosis of atrial myxoma is similar to that of pericardial knock. It's as much the company it keeps as about the characteristics of the sounds you hear. Atrial myxoma is slightly more common in women, and there is generally no prior history of rheumatic fever. Patients may present with dyspnea, orthopnea, palpitation, fever of uncertain origin, or embolic phenomena. Not infrequently, an abnormal ANA may be present in conjunction with atrial myxoma. For more podcasts, heart sounds, downloads, and audiovisual materials, visit the Texas Heart Institute website at texasheart.org/heartsounds.